miscia o lo ite va, chi te viene sempre a baccalare dal mare bene. Se ci picchia bande se è baccalare, picchia me.
Zumba baccalà, oh mamma, zumba zumba baccalà. Hi there, this is Gerald Celente, and it's Trends This Week on Progressive Radio Network. You know, I was listening to Gary Null and talking about his red stuff, and boy, oh boy. You know, they just came out with Trump's health report. Cat's obese. That's right. So too are 40% of us baby boomers. 70% of us are overweight. It's one of our top trends for 2019. Ready to explode. Yep. The facts are there. You know, it's not about, you know, making fun of people that are overweight. It has nothing at all to do with that. It has to do with your health. You know, I'm one of those leading edge baby boomers, born in 1946. And one of my sayings is that the older you get, the more you have to do. The less you do, the quicker you go. And so what Gary Null has been so far ahead of the curve on in helping people stay healthy and wealthy, because healthy, wealthy, and wise all go together, because the better you feel, the better you do, often. So it's very, very important, this trend that we wrote about, you know, ready to explode. I mean, the cost to the country it's phenomenal. They're talking about the Milken Institute did a study about America's obesity crisis. That's the title of it, the health and economic cost of excess. And it says in 2016, chronic diseases driven by the risk factor of obesity and overweight accounted for $480.7 billion in direct health care costs in the U.S., with an additional $1.24 trillion in indirect costs due to loss of economic productivity. The total cost of chronic disease due to obesity and overweight was $1.72 trillion, equivalent to 9.3% of the U.S. gross domestic product. Obesity as a risk factor is by far the greatest contributor to the burden of chronic diseases in the U.S., accounting for 47.1% of the total cost of chronic diseases nationwide. And it's a real burden on the people in every way. You know, Gary talks about, you know, health food and, you know, people not being able to go out and buy it. They're too busy. You know, with all the talk about organic product and how these fast food places are going healthy, in 2017, organic accounted for only 5.5% of the food sold in retail channels. You go into any major supermarket, the organic sections are tiny. And then walk down the aisles and see all the junk that they sell, aisle after aisle. And the whole fast food industry has exploded, and so are the people with it. You go back to 1970, the fast food industry was only at $6 billion in revenue. Now, it's about $220 billion. That's just in the United States. So this is a real, real problem. And to stay healthy, Gary Null provides more information, insights than just about anybody else out there that I know of. And it's really, you know, this is a trend that, again, it began with the junk food, processed food of America. You know, when I was a young guy back in the 1960s, only 40%, excuse me, only 3.4% of adults back then were obese, compared to 40% today. And again, you know, you just, I mentioned, you know, Trump came out with the report on his health, and you can see where it's at. Not too good. So you look at some other trends. Eating ultra-processed foods accelerates your risk of early death, study says. Now, this didn't come out from a left-wing organization. This just came out last week, and it was on CNN, the Cartoon News Network. Ultra-processed foods are manufactured industrial from multiple ingredients that usually include additives used for technological and/or cosmetic purposes, wrote the authors of the study, published Monday in the journal JAMA Internal Medicine. Ultra-processed foods are mostly consumed in the form of snacks, desserts, or ready-to-eat or heat meals. And their consumption, quote, has largely increased during the past several decades. The United States, 61% of the adults' total diet comes from ultra-processed foods. In Canada, 62%, and in the UK, 63%, the study found. Research indicates that eating ultra-processed foods can lead to obesity, high blood pressure, and cancer, the study authors say. So the facts are there. The future's in your hands, not only politically, but personally. And people seem like they want to take responsibility for it. You know, the presidential reality show is heating up. Is there a Bernie Sanders jump in? And I remember when Hillary Clinton was running, and same too with Trump, they're big Diet Coke fans. So drinking Diet Coke every day increases your risk of dying young, experts have warned. Two or more artificially sweetened drinks a day ups the risk of stroke by a quarter and heart disease by a third, the new findings show. And this was done, the authors of a study at Albert Einstein College of Medicine in the Bronx. So the facts are there. The future's in your hands. Whether or not you take it and do what you want with it, that's up to you. And when I talk about the presidential reality show, that's all it is. And now what do we have? 10 Democrats running, and Bernie, B.S. Bernie, just threw his hat in the ring. The phony clown boy who never worked a day in his life. Worked for a crummy little newspaper at one time and then played a number of political positions in Vermont. The phony anti-war clown boy. You voted for Bill Clinton's murderous Iraq war damage. They didn't call it a war. No, his sanctions only killed over 500,000 children under the age of five. That Ambassador Madeleine, not all that bright, said on 60 Minutes to Leslie Stahl, the price was worth it. Yeah, Bernie supported that. Bernie voted against an Afghan amendment to force the president to ask Congress to go to war. Bernie wants to bring in those F-35s into the Burlington Airport. Yep, that's the Bernie, BS Bernie. Yep, Bernie Sanders voted for just about every defense budget. So the only one I really like so far is Tulsi Gabbard. With a name like that, it's going to be rough to get any traction. Tulsi. But she's the only one that came out vehemently against the United States interference with Venezuela. Most of the little clowns running in the presidential reality show said zip about it. Bernie gave a half statement about it. She's the only one that I have any respect for so far. She wants to bring home all the troops. And she's in, and you know, I think she's in the National Guard as well. She's against war, and so am I. That's why I launched Occupy Peace, of which, of course, Gary Null helped us kick off back in 2015, along with Ralph Nader, Cindy Sheehan, wonderful woman, brave lady, camped out in front of George Bush's ranch after his son was killed in Iraq. And Dr. Robert Thurman, renowned Buddhist, Uma Thurman's father. They were the only, they were the people here, but I was mentioning Tulsi Gabbard. She's the only one that is really against this murderous war path America's on. Now we have Trump taking us on, particularly with Venezuela. So, on to some news you can use, besides the news I just told you about. The markets. Excuse me. And, as you well know, on Gary Null's show, on PRN, we've been talking about gold. And last year, I said gold would bottom out at $1,200. And it did. And it was $15 off. It hit $1,185 one day. But gold isn't going to go much lower than that, we forecast, because simply, it costs that much to pull it out of the ground from Peru to Argentina, from Peru to South Africa, around the world. You average it out. That's what it costs to pull out of the ground. So now gold is up to $1,347.70. Gold has to break above, as we see it, 1385, very close to it. When it hits 1385, then it has an opportunity to hit the breakout point that we are calling the major breakout point, where gold is going to skyrocket to $2,000 an ounce. What is that magic breakout point? Subscribe to the Trends Journal, trendsjournal.com, trendsjournal.com, the only place where you could read history before it happens. Is it worth that much? Well, I'll tell you anyway. $1,450. I've been saying this for almost 6 years now. That's what it has to break out at. It hasn't done that. And when I talk about subscribing to the Trends Journal, you know, when we did our top trends of this year, we said get ready for a wild ride into the future. It doesn't get much, it gets wilder every day. Again, the presidential reality show. When I was a kid, they had the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus. It was called The Greatest Show on Earth. Welcome to the greatest freak show on earth. Ringling Brothers went out of business. It's a freak show around the world. I talked about the Trump show. Again, all this baloney and all these liberals out there shooting their fat little mouths off about how we have to become involved in Venezuela to help the people. How stupid can you be? You gotta really be dumb. It was Obama that started a lot of this with his sanctions on Venezuela. Sanctions are nothing more than economic warfare against the people. The sanctions don't hurt the wealthy or the connected. You got this Richard Branson launching this big thing about raising money for the poor people in Venezuela. What a jerk. Hey, Branson, how about Yemen? What about that? Hey, Branson, how about your BS government with the United States destroying Libya? How about all those starving people, Branson? Or maybe you can't say anything about Saudi Arabia or the little Arab Little League because maybe your Virgin Airlines flies in there and you don't want to get in trouble for all the wars that they started, Branson. How about raising money for the worst humanitarian crisis on earth, Branson? Rather than buying the BS that we got to feed the people of Venezuela. The oligarchs in Venezuela aren't feeding the people in Venezuela. Hey, all of you liberals out there complaining about the unfair election. What, did you forget what just happened in the Congo? How about Nigeria? Yeah, they just suspended the election that was supposed to happen this past weekend. Where's all the media talking about that one, Branson? Giving money, giving people food in Venezuela as you put on these sanctions that are murderous. Peanuts, chicken feed, that's what they're giving. Chicken feed, and the people are buying it like they buy all the wars. The liberals, what a bunch of jokers. Every one of the mainstream media pumping up the Venezuelan war. I should say coup in the making. And that's why you listen to Progressive Radio Network. To get the news you can use. And that's why you subscribe to the Trends Journal, to read history before it happens, to help you prepare, prevail, and prosper in the times ahead. Again, how many people tell you about gold like the way we put it out there? Or the economy? You know, I came out with an economic 9/11 back in September, the day I went back on Progressive Radio Network, September 19th, 2019, because the Federal Reserve was going to aggressively raise interest rates. And then they did a backtrack. And so, tracking trends is an understanding of the current events and how they form future trends. So, we changed our forecast. What does that mean? Well, we don't see an economic 9/11 coming because the Federal Reserve bowed to Trump. It's calling him crazy week after week, day after day. They backtracked, just like they did in India with Modi, the prime minister. The elections are coming up. They got rid of the head of the central bank, put a new guy in. And now they lowered interest rates. So where's the economy going in America? It's going to continue to grow. We changed our forecast based on the current events. People call me a futurist. They say, I'm not a futurist. Nobody could predict the future. There are too many wild cards. Hey, there's no wilder card right now than the Trump card. So whether it's man-made or made by Mother Nature, you never know what's going to be dealt. Oh, I got to change that. Whether it's woman-made or made by Father Nature, because I don't want to get in trouble with anybody. Me too, or you too, or whoever. So whether it's woman-made or made by Father Nature, you can't predict the future. There are too many wild cards. So in looking at the trends that are developing, look for interest rates to go down. That'll push the real estate market back up. Because, as I've noted, when you look at mortgage applications, new home sales, I mean, take a trip to Southern California. Your home sales plunged 20% in December. It's the lowest in 11 years. Oh, 11 years. Panic of 08? Oh, yeah. Why? Higher interest rates. So if the Federal Reserve could raise interest rates 8 times, they could lower them 8 times. And that's what we see happening. They're going to lower interest rates. You're going to see mortgage rates probably go down to 2.85, around 4.75 right now, if the markets go down. Because who's in charge? The Trump card. Trump's in the real estate business. Think he wants to see his properties values decline? No way. Trump will do everything he can possible to keep this economy going up. And so too will nations around the world, particularly China, Europe, and Japan, and India. So that's about most of the world. The emerging markets will follow. So it's going to happen, we believe. The market rally will continue, not at the level it did before, of course. You know, these things only have so much of a life. Earnings, they're going to go down for corporations. That's going to drive the markets down somewhat. But when they lower interest rates, you're going to see more juice, monetary methadone, go into the equity markets. Stock buybacks. As we had said from the very beginning, Trump's tax cuts would not help the average person. We cited when it happened, our research showing what happened when little Georgie Bush did it back in 2005, 2006. The repatriated money and tax cuts went to stock buybacks. And this year they went to over $1 trillion worth. Didn't help the average person. But when they lower interest rates again, and you're going to start seeing again corporate earnings start to decline, with that cheap money, they buy back more stocks, and they drive up the value. That's what they do with stock buybacks. It's supply and demand. The more they pull off the market, the less supply, the higher the demand. That's why they do it. And of course, to get richer. And as you're seeing the studies coming out, the rich are getting much richer. And the rest of us, well, ain't happy days a year again, that's for sure. One study after another showing more and more concentration of wealth. It's worse now than it was in the United States than during the Gilded Age. And I'm all in favor of a Eisenhower marginal tax rate of 90%. That's what it was for the very rich. We had a solid middle class back in the 1950s and growing. The rich were paying their share. What happened with Amazon? Well, they didn't pay any taxes again. I mean, come on. The richest guy in the world? Until, of course, he goes through his divorce. Then he won't be the richest guy in the world. So, that's where the economy is heading. We don't see an economic 9/11 forming anymore. Not yet. But again, the wild card. And you know what the wild card we're looking at? War. War, as we've been talking about, that the United States, Saudi Arabia, and Israel are teaming up against Iran. Right now, it's economic warfare that the Iranian people are suffering from because of the United States sanctions and Trump pulling out of the nuclear deal and putting more sanctions on them. And I mention war because of the implications of which oil prices will be one of the big issues. Because oil prices, they've kind of, you know, they've bounced back a bit. Still got a ways to go. They're at Brent crude's at $67 a barrel. Saudi Arabia needs it at $100 a barrel for their economy to break even, their budget. So you're going to see more and more pressure from OPEC lowering output, supply, because demand is slowing down, because we're in a global economic slowdown at this point. You look at all the numbers coming out from Europe, from China. United States is the only one moving ahead, but you know, we had some retail sales numbers that came out for December that people are questioning. They were really down a lot compared to where they were supposed to be. But that may just be a temporary blip. But around the world, there's a slowdown. So, what could crash the markets? A war. And that would mean higher oil prices. If oil prices hit $100 a barrel, not only will there be an economic 9/11 in the equity markets, it'll be in global economies as well. You can't take higher oil prices. And with the dollar still high and currencies lower, they have to pay for oil in petrodollars. So that even puts more pressure on them. Go back to India, which I talked about earlier, cutting interest rates and the value of their rupee declining. 80% of their energy is imported. So they got to pay a lot more dough. So here we are. That's what the economy looks like. Gave you a little bit about what's going on in some of the global markets. Talked about staying healthy, whole health healing, all that Progressive Radio Network does and keeps doing for you, to stay tuned and support it. Do everything you can to buy the products and, of course, support Occupy Peace, OccupyPeace.com, and the Trends Journal. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a few.
Stay tuned to PRN.FM for more empowering ideas from Progressive Voices.
Hey, it's Jesse, PRN station manager. I have an exciting announcement for our amazing listeners. PRN has a new voicemail line that will allow you to connect better with our hosts. If you can't listen live but have a question or comment for one of our hosts, just call 862-800-6805. That's 862-800-6805. This feature will allow your voice to be heard on your favorite PRN show.
Thank you for listening to the Progressive Radio Network.
We are PRN. 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 Progressive Radio Network. Stay tuned. Tuned.
Hi, this is John Lobel. You can hear my show Visionaries at 10 a.m. on Mondays on PRN. And guess what? PRN now has its own app. So you've always been able to listen to our shows by going to your web browser and putting in PRN.fm. And then you can listen to the current show that's on air. But you can now download onto your smartphone, Android and iPhone, our PRN browser. Search for it in your app store, and you can listen live to whatever's on at the moment. So download now our PRN.fm app.
This is PRN.fm. The Progressive Radio Network is moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
Sempre baccalare dal mare bene. Se ci picchia bande se è baccalare picchia me.
Oh mamma, sono baccalà. Oh mamma, la 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 la. Well, you know that border wall, the border wall. It's a big issue. And I'll give you my perspective on it. You know, the motto of the Trends Journal, trendsjournal.com, is think for yourself. I don't tell anybody what to think, what to do. And that's why I want direct democracy, because I don't want any little clown politicians telling me what to do either. Let the people vote. And that's what I believe should happen with this border wall issue. The inept politicians aren't going to solve the crisis. So let's have a national vote and let the people decide. Oh, the people are too stupid. Yeah, I know. Little Chucky Schumer's much smarter than you and me. And Mitch out of his mind McConnell. I mean, there's a straight cat, boy, I would listen to anytime, any place, anywhere, anyhow. And then, of course, there's one after another. Pelosi, Feinstein. I mean, it's a clown show. So let the people vote. Wall or no wall, ballot, simple. Yes, I want a border wall that will cost X billions of dollars to build. No, I don't want a border wall, and I am willing to pay X more in taxes for the social needs of each immigrant entering the country. You decide. My personal feeling is I don't think we should be taking in more people at this point. And when you look at the real unemployment rate, you look at the enormous deficit, we're at $22 trillion. You look at the lousy wages most people are getting. We're going to bring in more people, more cheap labor, because that's what the Amazons and the Walmarts of the world want. We should go back to a policy of bringing in those that we could afford to.
And again, when you go back to before the 1960s, we had a very strict immigrant policy in this country. And then they loosened it up. I mean, we're a country, you know, with 326 million people. Those aren't small numbers. So that's just my take on it, you know. But again, I say let's have a poll and let the people vote. Yes, I want a border wall that will cost X billion to build. And no, I don't want a border wall. And I'm willing to pay X more in taxes. And by the way, for social needs of each immigrant entering the country. So for those that you want to bring in people, you want to house them, feed them, educate them, pay for their health care, that's your decision. For those that don't want it, that's our decision. Let's make it a democracy because we don't have a representative form of government. They only represent those who give them the most amount of money. We got Angelo on the line. Angelo from Queens. How you doing?
How are you doing, Mr. I just wanted to know, newcomers, is it too late to get into buying or investing in gold?
Well, I don't give financial advice. We're forecasters, so here's what we're saying.
Yes.
That we believe gold is only 100 and $40 down from the bottom. In other words, near the bottom. In other words, it has to go down $140 for it to bottom out, which in the long term of things is not a lot of money. That's not a big downside risk. So, for example, when gold hit, you know, the high 1100s back in 2011, September 2011, October 2011. So it's near 2,000, then it goes down to 1,100. Then you lost a lot of dough.
Yes.
But your downside risk right now isn't very big. So what we're saying is, again, we're forecasters. We don't give financial advice. We're saying that, yes, gold is on a trajectory that's going to move up. It has to go, and you can watch it for yourself, it has to go over $1,385 an ounce.
Yes.
For it to gain strength. Once it gains that strength, the next number you look for is 1,450.
Mm-hmm.
If it breaks the 1,450 mark, say it goes to 1,450, 1,480, 1,445, 1,470, 1,438, 1,480. You see it going back, but it keeps going higher on the way up. We believe once it establishes itself over $1,450 an ounce, it's going to spike toward the 2,000 mark. Because all the global economies are pumping in nothing but monetary methadone. Digital currency, not worth the paper it's not printed on. And every country is going to do it to continue to prop up their phony economies rather than letting economic fundamentals go into place so that the economy readjusts on a solid basis. It had been propped up only by quantitative easing, zero and negative interest rates, concepts that they never taught you about in Economics 101 or graduate school. The whole thing is a phony con game invented by the banksters. Okay?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Angelo. We got Bruce on the line from Tennessee.
Yes, good morning. My goodness. Gerald, a couple observations on the subjects that you touched on today. Firstly, I agree with you and Gary Null about the dietary profile that we are experiencing in this country. However, as the middle class is decreasing and the lower class and there's less money available. A lot of poor people can't afford to purchase the foods that you and Gary say are very helpful, and they are.
Let me stop you right there. Let me stop you right there. You can I go out, you know, I go to Home Goods, and they got a lot of great products from Italy that come in there. And I buy these risottos and I buy some of these soup mixes, and they're like, you know, $2.95, $4, and you could serve 10. And then what I do is I go out and I buy the organic carrots and organic onions and organic olive oil and organic celery. And I put some, I grow my own, still have some of my own herbs growing. And then I make my own concoction from the base of what they have. I could feed 10 people a cup of soup. I have enough, I give it away after I make some of the stuff. You could eat very, very inexpensively. If you can't afford to buy organic, yes, you can buy apples and oranges very reasonably if they're not organic. And it's better than going to a fast food joint and eating a lot of garbage. Number two, on the money given to assist people to eat, they're allowed to buy junk food and soda. That is only happening because the politicians are sellouts to the big soda companies and the junk food companies. So we're giving them money to eat, and they're using the money to buy junk because the numbers are there. The numbers are there, Bruce, showing how much junk they're buying with this food, with the food stamps. And the line that the politicians throw out there is that, oh, these people are in very bad shape, and we don't want to discourage them by telling them what to eat. So here's what I would say to the clown politicians and other people that say that. Hey, listen, Junior, it's my money. We're giving them my money, my tax dollars, to help them buy food. So yes, I can tell them what to buy and not to buy soda and other garbage. If they don't want the money because I'm telling them what to buy, then don't take it. So that's the way I look at the food issue. So go on.
Let me continue on what I was saying. I recently bought a head of cabbage. It was close to $3. And there's a big sign as you go into town here that McDonald's has put up. You can buy a hamburger for $1. Now, you know, it's all fine and well that you can buy organic if you have the money. But the area that I live in, people are strapped here financially. And they're all strapped educationally. How do you educate the masses? That's the question that is, it's an overarching question. So that being said, you know, it's not, there isn't a simple solution to anything like that. It's very complex. And then to the other topic that I wanted to address is you're talking about the border wall. What comes to my mind is, are we keeping people out, or are we going to construct a wall to keep people in? And by the way, I did give a small contribution to your Occupy piece.
Well, thank you. Okay, let's go back to what you were talking about first. I said that if you can't afford organic, you're still better off eating the oranges, apples, cabbage, and everything else that isn't organic, rather than eating a dollar hamburger. Number two, you said the people are uneducated. How do you teach them what to do? You don't have to be a genius to learn how to cook. And with YouTube today, you know, one of the things, by the way, these culinary institutes, they're losing a lot of students because they're learning to do it free online or tuning into the cooking shows. And to add one more to that, once upon a time, in school, they had a thing called home economics. And you learned how to cook, how to sew, how to do different things so you could do it for yourself. It doesn't take a master's degree to learn how to cook. And matter of fact, I used to give money to one of the places over here, one of the shelters. And this woman told me, this is back when the recession was really bad, running it, that, you know, she said, we have this family that comes up, they drive up every day from downtown, and they come here for dinner. And I thought to myself, they're driving to come here for dinner? I said, why don't you give them the food to prepare it? I'm all in favor of giving them the food, the raw materials, you know, and let them prepare their own. Oh, no, they don't know how to do that. And I stopped. I said, I'm not, that's a lot of baloney. The guy's an adult. He used to be a bus driver. He can't cook. So anyway, that's why I see it. We got and on the border wall, yeah, I'm not in favor of a wall. One of the elements, and thank you for contributing to Occupy Peace, is to bring home the troops and secure the border. And look, to get in and out of this country is a trip anyway. You got to go through the Gestapo called Homeland Security. So a wall is not going to make any difference. You can't get in and out anyway. We got Walter from Virginia.
Hey, hello, Gerald. It's good to speak with you.
Thank you.
A couple of years ago, you would say, and you still do, that you don't give financial advice, and you don't. But a couple of years ago, you had teamed up with a company called Agora Financial, and you had said that they had give financial advice. But I haven't heard you mention them in a while. I wanted to know, are you still or affiliated with them?
No, we're not. Hello?
Yes, hello. That was it. That was my question. Thank you, Gerald.
Yep. Okay. We got John from California. Hello there, John.
Yes, you were talking about gold, but I was wondering about silver. It's about 1597. As you know, the Hunt brothers got it up to about $50 an ounce. I don't know how many years ago, decades ago. But it went up to about $48, I think, in 2011. Well, what do you think silver is going to do? Because I end up buying a lot of silver eagles for anywhere from $30 to $45 a piece.
Silver is going to follow. That's been my always statement on it. You know, my first buy of gold, by the way, was in I think it was 1978. It was $187.50 an ounce back then. And what I found out since that time is that silver never leads and never has so far, and gold is what really leads the show. And just to put this into perspective, by the way, John, central banks in 2018 bought more gold than they have in a half century. So that, to me, is an indicator that they know how useless the currencies that, again, the digital currencies that are backed by nothing and printed on nothing are worth. So thank you very much. Any other questions?
Well, you pretty well answered it. I used to listen to you on Gary's show back when you used to come on like maybe once or twice a year, and it was always exciting to hear you. But now you have your own show, and you guys were talking about buying junk silver. And Gary was mentioning dimes especially, because he said a dime might get to the point if the grit happens and the electricity knocks out, you'll be able to buy like a loaf of bread with a dime and stuff. So I load up with quite a bit of junk silver, and if it follows gold, okay, fine and dandy. If it don't, I didn't lose everything. That's one thing about buying precious metals. If you go to Vegas, you come back with nothing. But if you buy precious metals, at least you've got something.
Or how about buying Sears stock?
Right?
How about all those, or Toys R Us, or Payless? Payless, you got less, you got nothing. So yeah, you're 100% right. You have a downside risk, but you don't lose everything. And again, you know, again, without giving financial advice, and I tell friends and people always ask me, I say at minimum, you know, consider putting 10% of your assets into precious metals. And, you know, that it's a hedge against what could go down terribly. And again, when this thing crashes, by the way, when this Ponzi scheme finally unravels, we're going to have, this is going to be worse than the crash of 1929, and it'll be worse. It'll be the worse than the Great Depression. It'll be the greatest depression, because all this economy has done has been built up again with fake money. And all it has done, as the numbers prove, it's not me saying it, has enriched the very rich. So I agree with you that you haven't lost everything. And by the way, I bought silver high as well. I wasn't buying silver. And then finally I went into it, and I bought silver around where you did. And I don't have a lot of it, but I've been buying mostly gold over the years. So thank you very much, John. And thank you, all the other callers, for your comments and your insights. Very much appreciated. And again, we're very volatile times over here, and you don't have to see it any clearer than what we have with the situation in the United States. I've never seen a freak show like this one. It's the greatest freak show on earth. It's the presidential reality show, the greatest freak show on earth. And it's only going to get worse, because that's all we have running the show are a bunch of low-life freaks. People call them Democrats and Republicans, to each his own. Matter of fact, new studies are coming out showing how dissatisfied most people are with the political system and blaming politics for the problems that we have. And indeed, they should be blaming politics and politicians. So, as we're winding down here, we have gold is now at 1348.20, jumped up a little bit. Copper prices, very important. Copper's been having a pretty big boost lately. And we call it Dr. Copper, because copper is used as a commodity in everything from high tech to heavy industry. Dr. Copper, because it's an indicator of where the health of the economy is. So now we're seeing the prices go back up again. What does that mean? Very simple. Strength. China buys over half the world's copper produced each year. So copper prices are going up because they're looking for a rebound from the slowing global economic economies. And the slowdown is going to speed up because of the cheap money. And again, the cheaper the money gets, the lower interest rates go, the higher gold prices. It's as simple and basic as that. So, those are some of the top trends. You know, one of the other things we've been talking about, and again, it's all in the Trends Journal. We, from everything from driverless cars to get high, get healthy, the cannabis trends. You know, one of the things we've been saying is that electric cars aren't going to be a very big commodity, primarily because the battery is an 1800s invention. Until they come out with a better battery, we're going to see very small electric car growth. And what happened when we had this cold spell, you saw, according to reports that came out from AAA and others, that electric car range dropped over 40%. Why? Battery powered. Batteries are obsolete. They are an antiquated technology. They're 200 years old. We need a better technology before this moves into a much higher level. So those are some of the things we talk about in the Trends Journal. And we're coming out with a new issue very shortly. It went from a quarterly to a monthly. And we do Trends in the News. We're coming out with a whole new podcast as well very shortly. And weekly trend alerts. So it's the only magazine where you're going to be able to read history before it happens. So consider subscribing. If you can't afford the full price, there's a discount request page. We know people are having a difficult time. But it's only $10.75 a month. A couple of cups of coffee if you go to Starbucks. Ugh. Anyway, and support Progressive Radio Network, all the great products that Gary Null has. And please also consider supporting Occupy Peace. This is Gerald Celente. See you next week. C'è la luna, mezzo mare, mamma mia, mare d'are. Figlio mio, cutterare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu. Se te non ne avvisci a ollo, i te va, i te viene sempre a baccalare dal mare.